So, good morning, everyone.
Good morning. How's it?
Yes.
Sunny and bright.
So we're up to today, Daf Lamed, and we got up to Omer of Papa. What has happened is that we've begun something of a little tangent over here. Why is that? Because we said in the Mishnah that the Kohen Gadol is going to be Nichnas to the Mikveh. This was after the Rei Omer Bar Koi and the Horidu Kohen Gadol Beit HaTfilah. At which point the Mishnah said something that isn't really necessarily negated after the Kohen Gadol, which is Zeh Klal Haya B'Mikdash, Kol HaMeisechet Raglav Ton Tfilah, Kovol HaMatil Mayim Ton Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim. The Mises we're going to see, as we spoke about earlier, the Kohen Gadol would have to go to the mikveh no matter what, because this was the first time that he's coming into the Azor. And anybody who comes into the Azor the first time, whether he went to the bathroom, didn't go to the bathroom, is irrelevant. There's a din of tefillah, as we'll see anyway. Therefore, we understand that, okay, the Mishnah, once it talks about the Kohen Gadol Beit HaTfilah, Lamaisa talks now about the whole sugya, because we know that we encouraged the Kohen Gadol to move his bowels before beginning the Avodah. We didn't want him interrupting the Avodah. And it's embarrassing, it's not nice, and it's Afsoka. And so we did our best to make sure they wouldn't have to interrupt the Avodah. So we understood that. Meanwhile, we put in this halacha. But the question already is that what are the implications of this halacha Legabe Stam Dinim of Netilat Yadayim, Stam Dinim of Tvila and Kriyat Shema? So once we already raised it, why? I mean, it's a sort of a drastic measure to say anybody who goes to the bathroom, moves his bowels, has to go to the mikveh. I mean, it's a pretty big step. So already the Gemara today is interested in following this up a little bit. Now, yesterday we spoke about the question of urine. And we learned that there's a mitzvah l'shavshev. And from there, there's also some very interesting hashlachot halacha l'maisa. Somebody who was m'shavshev, and there's a shonim, for instance, in Dayak from here, that it's mashma that if there was no shiv shuvot, so the person didn't need to be m'shavshev, he didn't get his hands dirty, so then there would be no chiv of netilat yadayim. Someone who urinates wouldn't have to wash his hands. Because over here it's clear. Even though Lamaisa over here, it seems that there was a takona to be neitel all of your, both your daim, a daim viraglayim, despite the fact that if you were mishavshev, maybe you were mishavshev yorachas, as we're going to see. But nonetheless, maybe that's a lock of the chumrah of, it made a low plug once coming into the Beit HaMikdash. But mashma mi'ikar hadin, that really if you weren't actually malachlech at yadav, you wouldn't even require Netilat Yadayim. By the way, this is a very interesting side point that he brings that Afilu Asher Yatzar Lo Haya Rabbeinu Meir Ragil Avorech. Apparently, there were shitas that didn't say Asher Yatzar on Hatalad Mai. They only said Asher Yatzar when they actually moved their bowels. He brings that that others are chilek. This is an interesting. Can imagine. By us, it's inconceivable. Someone should go to the bathroom, not say Asher Yatzar. No. But this is Lagabe. This is Lagabe. We'll talk about the Lagabe in a moment. But this is Lagabe urination. Today, Rav Papa wants to begin this sugin again, according to why we're bringing this over here. So the Marav Ronsberg says, we're bringing it because of the Din of Tevilah. Because we understand that the concept of being Tevil is more an Indian of Nikias. It's not really an Indian of Tumah V'Taira. If it comes to going to the bathroom, it's an Indian of Tumah V'Taira. So therefore, it's an Indian of Nikias. What would be the Indian of Nikias? And therefore, comes along with Papa, some other Achrayim say this as well. But I did not see it in any of the Rishonim as to explain why we're bringing Rav Papa right here. But nonetheless, let's begin. Omer of Papa. So Abim Koma, Asur Likrot Kriyat Shema. Someone who still has excrement where it was originally, in other words, in the anal area. So there, he's not allowed to say Kriyat Shema. Now, we know that there's a halakha v'hayom achanecha kadosh, which follows v'chitzita tzeyatecha, that this is a din in the machane, so every soldier needs to carry around on his backpack a little shovel for purposes of covering over his own defecation. It says Vayomach Nefer Kadosh. Shmashma that without that, meaning that if there would be actually exposed Tzoah, it wouldn't be Machanecha Kadosh, which is where we learn from. You're not allowed to say Kriyat Shema in the presence of Tzoah. Over here, Rav Papa is saying that even if you have a small bit of Tzoah, but it's still on your body, then it's also Likrot Kriyat Shema. Now, Lechora, there's not much of a chiddush in that. Ask the Gemara, I mean, Hechidoni, Eden near eight. If you're telling me that this Tzoah is exposed on your body, I mean, so what's the chiddush? Pshita. I mean, that is the Iker Din of Vahayamach and Echakadosh. Idolo near eight. If Lomaisa, this is not exposed Tzoah, in other words, it's inside the anus, it hasn't, you haven't cleaned yourself out properly, but it's still not exposed. So what's the shear? Lo nitnat Torah l'malachei asharet. I mean, a human being is a human being. There's no way to clean a human being out completely. The Torah gave dinim of Kriyat Shema to a human being, then it wasn't given. The malachei asharet said, give us the Torah. But Moshe managed to get it away from them. So l'maisa, that means that there are certain compromises that were made, b'ikra din, that a human being is able to say Kriyat Shema. So how are you going to tain on him? Must be lo tzricha, the chiddush over here is only where we know the matzav is the yoshev v'nir eid. So if the person sits and thereby exposes more of the anus than its nir eid, but omed if he would be standing ainu nir eid, and therefore says Rav Papa that the chiddush over here is that even though lamais it's not completely exposed, it would only be exposed if someone is sitting, but that's considered to be a pagam L'chaira in Vayamach Anecha Kadosh. Doesn't matter. At least according to Moshitas. There is, in other words, Moshitas hold that the issue over here is covered by body, not covered by clothing. Covered by clothing is not sufficient to take away the problem of Kiddush. We'll see there's a whole other issue, which we'll talk about in a moment, that we have to be concerned about. Asks the Gemara, Umayshna mitzoa al bisaro, why does Rav Papa view this as any different than having some tzoa on, stam, let's say on his hand, diyatman, tzoa al bisaro, oshaya yadav bebeta kisei. Now the Rav Yirsa over here is, ayu yadav mitunafot mibeta kisei. In other words, someone had used the bathroom and hadn't washed his hands. It doesn't mean that he sees any actual dirt on his hands. But obviously he wouldn't use those hands to go take a piece of food and put it in his mouth until before washing it. So Lomaisa, he relates to his hands as unclean, and they are unclean, they're just not visibly unclean. So Rav Huna Omer Mutar Likrot Kriyat Shema. Rav Huna says, look, since there's no... Now, why is it Mutar Likrot Kriyat Shema? Why isn't this Mamash HaPagam in Vayamach HaNech HaKadosh? Here there's a number of different approaches in the Rishonim. So one approach is that indeed it's talking about that there's no mamashut. There's just remnants of deposit of tzoah that he came in contact with, but I can't see it. If I took a microscope, I'd be able to tell that his hands aren't clean. But if Istam would hold out his hands or whatever piece of his body he had exposed, nobody would have noticed that it's dirty. That's one approach. The other approach is that tzoah b'saro, we're talking about over here where it was on a place that was covered. So it was a place of fold of skin covers it. Benatzila yadav, so on and so forth. So that would be the reason that we're saying it's no pagam in vahaya machanecha kadosh. No pagam, because there's no visible tzaya, or because whatever visible tzaya there is lamaisa covered by body parts itself. The number of other pshatim as well, because this is not really our main sugya. This is sugya in brachas, so most of the shitas appear really in brachas. So I don't want to go into it in great detail over here, but clearly the Gemara can't be saying some person has a visible piece of tzoah on his hands that he's able to say Kriyat Shema. It's not going to be worse than saying Kriyat Shema in front of a toilet bowl or in front of a dirt on the floor. So here Rav Huna says, Mutar Likrot Kriyat Shema. Rav Chisda Amar Asur Likrot Kriyat Shema. Now, why does Rav Chisda say Asur Likrot Kriyat Shema? Not because he holds that Tinofet Bi'alma, which isn't visible, would be a Pekam and Vohim HaKanach HaKadosh, but rather, as the Gemara in Brocha says, that the reason is because of Kol Atzmotai Tomhana. So all of a person's body sings out in Tevila and in Kriyat Shema. So since that's true, so this part of my body that I wouldn't feel comfortable eating with, I can't go ahead and say Shira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, Taina's Rashi, the kasha on Rav Papa is from both shitas, because Rav Huna says it's mutter in there. It's vaday a problem. If it's mutter, why does Rav Papa say it's aser? But even according to Rav Chista, says it's aser is a problem, because the mashma'ut of Rav Papa is that it's a problem because of beikar the actual mohaya machaneh hakadosh. Whereas what Rav Chista was saying is not that it's aser because it really has a din of tzoah. It's aser because you don't want to use this organ to be mishabeach laKadosh Baruch Hu. And Lamaisa, many ask on Rashi, how does Rashi know? Well, according to Rashi, why is the Gemara so sure that Rav Papa was not referring also to the din of Kalatzma Taito Marna? What made us say that Rav Papa was 100% referring to a case where it's not a problem of reach and of disgust, but only because of kolatz matay tomarna? I mean, not of kolatz matay tomarna, but of reach and disgust. In other words, if I view Rav Papa, I could have thought Rav Papa is just saying that, look, you know, It's not right. Kolatz matay tomarna. So then the kash would only be from Rav Huna, which is in a kash. Rav Chista agrees with me. Rav Chista says it's aser. So I said it's aser. So clearly there's something else that we need to discuss for a moment. Why does the Gemara say pshita? It's a little bit crazy for a sugya to first say pshita and then turn around and say, oh, shver, it's mutter. He said, obviously it's aser, and then you turn around. How do you know obviously it's aser? What did we assume? Because we have no way yet of distinguishing the tzoa b'makoma. Lamaisa, the Gemara answers, that there's a big difference between tzoa b'soro and tzoa b'makoma. So the Gemara answers b'makoma nafish zuama. So if it's in the anal area, so then it's really disgusting. If it's only remnants of contact with soa in other places, so then it's not so smelly, it's not so disgusting, and therefore wouldn't be a problem. Unless, of course, there's a problem of kolatzmatai. But what was the original assumption? If we didn't know this in the first place, we had no idea that there's this distinction. So that means that we weren't being medayik in Rav Papa originally, who said soa bimakoma. We would say dafka mikoma. For Haraya, we asked the kash from Tzoha Besara. So then why were we so sure what was the pshita element that was involved? And if we knew l'chatchila that there was a nafkamina, so then why are we asking? You see, it's not such a pashut sugya at all. Either we did know or we didn't know. I mean, what we could say is that some do say this, that we knew there was a nafkamina, but we didn't know it was ad kedei kach. Once we said that it's talking about that it's eina nireit all the time, so then we thought that it was more similar to Al Basara. But you can see that we seem to be going back and forth here in terms of two Svaras. From Rashi, it's also Mashu. Since the Gemara is asking, according to him, from both Rav Chista and Rav Huna, that we always understood that when Rav Papa said Soa Bimekoma, he must have been referring to a problem in the smell and in the disgust. Because otherwise, Bichlal Mekoma is irrelevant. Or, something I heard him say, another fantastic shot. You can't possibly say that kol atzmotai tomarna includes the anus. In other words, if you're telling me that every organ of the body is supposed to be completely cleaned and mekudesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, obviously an organ whose whole purpose is defecation and cannot ever be completely clean except under very clinical circumstances, you can't possibly say that kolatz matay tomarna is going to be mechayev dafka to have a clean anus. It doesn't make sense. So it must be that it's not referring to specifically bimakayma. Therefore, Rashi says, so according to Rav Papa, if there is a problem, certainly not a problem of kolatz matay tomarna, it's got to be a problem in the din of tzeya per se. That's how we understood mekayma. It's a brilliant shot. So mekayma, not because mekayma is nafish zuama, but because mekayma can't be kolatz matay tomarna. This, it sounds like a weird sugya, but the truth is it's an extremely important sugya. Why? Because the most fundamental avodah zarah against which Klal Yisrael is aimed is Po'or, which Bedavka uses the anus as to be Mahalal Hashem. You see? So this is not a small issue. All of Moshe Rabbeinu's life was dedicated to this nekuda, to be aimed keneged Po'or. That's why Moshe was buried at keneged Po'or. That's the Taisa Springs, the whole story of every year. Po'or rises and sees Moshe Rabbeinu's kever. So this has, again, implications, Kabbalistic implications, conceptual implications that are vast. This again, it's not a small point. But in any event, in terms of the simple pshat of the sugya, if we're mechalik and say that b'mekayma means that there must be a din of zuama, so then Rashi says, so we can ask from both Ravuna and Rav Chisda, because even Rav Chisda answers, only answers in terms of kalatz motai tumana, which is not applicable in this case. Right, that's why, that was the other kasha we spoke about, that all the Rishonim discuss. I mentioned earlier, all the Rishonim, I mentioned it, I answered it. All of the Rishonim discuss it, and some answer that it's talking about over here that there's no real Tzora, it's just Tinofet of having touched Tzora, and others say because it's talking about an area of the body that's covered, so therefore it's not the same as in a Mokum where there is Tzora. Okay, so we have, the truth is there is yet another question, which is that the Alibra of Huna, the Shaila revolved around Kol HaNishama Tahalelka. And therefore, in Brachas, the Mashmud, well, only the mouth, HaNishama, is by Rashi, it's only the breath, needs to be cleaned. So if someone was standing in a bathroom, but his head was outside of the bathroom, according to that, it should be Mutter. Since it was called HaNishama. So the Chlal, I mean, why are we saying that Alibid Rav Huna that would be? Okay. But again, it's a very strongly brachas oriented issue. So we have a good pshat. Let's stick with the pshat we have. So the Gemara's teretz, therefore, is indeed Rav Pop is talking about Zuama. And there's extended Zuama if it's Bimekema, Rashaloi Bimekoma, where it's not Nafish Zuama. So over there, if there's not an actual be'en of tsoa, so then it's not aser. Mashen gimim b'kema, it is aser.
Is a pshat from the
Baruch Atah Adonai Elohim Melech Haolam Shekol Nehi Nivro.
I'm not sure if Rabbi said now, but Rabbi Mechanan Mekodesh, when he said Seosecha, when you're speaking to the Shechina, then you have to be known as if you're in the Machanetza.
Yeah, okay. But that's not the Kalan Shemat Ha'alokah.
Right, it's a different...
Yeah, that's Rav Papa Gufa. Tana Rabbana. Now, by extension, when it comes to a Su'uda, so Halacha B'Su'uda, Adam Yotzei La'ashtin Mayim, this is somebody who had been Naito Yada, sitting in the middle of a Su'uda, he leaves the Su'uda now to use the bathroom to urinate, No Til Yado Achat. So then, the hand that he used that got dirty from Shifshuf, he should be Neitel before now. He's going to continue. So he's Neitel Yoda Yachas, V'nichnas. And then he can go in, back to the Su'udah, and it doesn't require more than that. But if he was talking to a friend, Diberim Chavirovi Hifli, he went to talk to a friend, didn't go to the bathroom. And he spent a long time talking to his friend, to the point where he's already Mesiach Das from the Su'uda. So then he needs to be Neitel Shtei Yadav Menichnas. Then he needs a full Netilas Yadai, because that's already considered to be Hasochas Hadas. And once you're Mesiach Das, we consider your hands to be Stam Yadai. We say Yadai Maskaniot, and your hands are always moving around, touching things they shouldn't touch. So Memeli would have to wash his hands when he comes into the Su'uda. When he does it, Tilat Yadayim should not do the Tilat Yadayim at the sink and then come in. Because people will be chashing him. They'll say, Bistami was making, he went out, came back in, he figured he didn't need a Tilat Yadayim. He should be dafka be noito Yadayim from a tafiyah, which is a thing you pass around like we do on Pesach, you pass it around at the table itself. And make sure that everybody sees it. Yes, the next, anybody need water and so on. So you're mechazer at tafiach al ha'orchim. Let it go passing by everyone that's sitting there. That way they'll know that you did netilat yadayim. Om Rav Chista, this is only lo amron ela lishtot. This is only that you do, should not do netila b'chutz, where you basically finished eating. You remember from Brachot that the minig was to have a long period for drinking and a little bit of dessert, sit around and enjoy yourselves after the meal. So for the shtiyah, where there was no kviyut of achila, that's where they said that you should be noitel yodav mibifting, as people would think that you were basically being mako for shtiyah. Now some learn from here that there's an actual chiyav of netilas yadayim for shtiyah, the kviyut. The maisa, why would it be? Why wouldn't it be? It comes from the outside. The one, the same way we had the Beit Hillel and the Shammai Besoda.
This is just right?
Yeah. The maisa, we don't paskin like that. Neither the Ramad nor the Shulchan Aruch paskins like that. And instead, we paskin like Rashi says over here. The problem only lishtod is that maybe if you're drinking, you'll also already put in some papas into your mouth, you know, some hors d'oeuvres and so on. Yeah, so good. So even though that wasn't what you were sitting here for, but you never know. Avolechol, if you're coming back in to eat, so then you could even be noitel yadayim outside at the sink, because nobody would be choshed you. The media dia danina daite. Everybody knows that only a fool would go in and touch his hand, use hands that aren't clean to eat with. This is what kept the Jews free of disease for all through the years. Everyone else was dying. So the Dover Poshet, that who would eat food without washing their hands? They would not chayshid you. To drink, maybe you'll be made to drink. Certainly you're not going to eat.
It's going to put up signs in the wash rooms of restaurants. Wash your hands.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's for the employees.
Yeah. Omrim Nachum Bar Yitzchak. Anna, hafil ishtod nani mideyadi danina datoy. I am well known to be a very delicate disposition, and I get turned off by anything that isn't completely clean. So nobody would be cheshed me of coming in for anything without clean hands. Therefore, it's lemaisa not a din that they were kaveya as lo plug yimachuyev to be neitel mi bachutz. Is it then a netila? You have to use your judgment. If lemaisa nobody is going to be chayshe, then you don't really have to worry about it. There's a big shaila legabe making a bracha on the netila. Let's say somebody actually moved his vowels in the middle of the sunnah. So now he's mechuyev to do netilat yadayim. Is there a bracha of al netilat yadayim? And Mishnah Berurah says if his hands, lemaisa, weren't in contact with Tzaya, then you don't need it. You don't need to make a bracha. The Chazanish says, no, not a bad idea to make a bracha, even though nobody can come and scream at you if you don't, because it's a tiny suffering bracha. No. A bracha netilat yadayim. When you're doing the netilat yadayim, you need to do the netilat yadayim. The question is, were they mechayev a bracha on the netilat or not? What? Which part don't we pass? You're already paskening against the Chazon Ish. Our president doesn't hold the Chazon Ish. Not from urination, from defecation. Again, don't paskel. The Chazon Ish holds that's what you should do. I'm saying, when it's Chach, say not paskel. The Mishnah Berurah says, if your hands were not directly exposed to Tzoras, then you don't make an al netilas yadayim, but otherwise you would.
So according to the Rav said earlier, as far as the halacha of maisa, someone that had a calf, there's a strong side.
That's a big thing. That's a whole different shayla. Really? It involves a lot of other issues.
You won't get any cues. So therefore, you just have to use soap and water would be sufficient. You don't have to use a key.
No, for the shifshof. But as far as this din, if you hold your require broken netilas yadayim, it would have to be correctly done netilas yadayim. Wouldn't be just a din issue. In other words, because it's the greatest hesach hadas possible. This is why they were kaveh lechatchila. They were kaveh lechatchila, and you have to do it correctly. Yeah. So. Ein adam nichnas la'azara la'avoda afilo tahor ad shi'itvo. So here we see that, forget about what it said in the earlier Mishnah. The earlier Mishnah made it seem as if, since the Kohen Gadol is coming in and he used the bathroom before, he needs tefillah. But that's not true. It's also true, because in the case of the Kohen Gadol, we wanted to make certain that he used the bathroom. But Lamaisa, even if he hadn't, he would still require tefillah. Because a person, at any time during the year, cannot come into the Azara, even if he's completely tar, unless he goes to the mikvah. Even though here it says, La'avoda. Lamaisa will see later that it doesn't mean only La'avoda. First of all, clearly it meant afilu l'shvita. This is the reference over here, but we'll see it means anything. And the Yerushalmi indeed speaks out it means anything. It speaks out the version of the Gemara. But Tosfos proves over here from the sugyas that are come tomorrow's sugya that it means for any purpose at all, any knisa la'azara requires tefillah. In which case, what we said earlier was beyond what was needed, because that Kohen Gadol is going to be tevel. What's fascinating is that the issues are fundamentally interrelated, because we learn out, according to some shitas, the din of requiring tefillah every person whenever he comes in from the din of the Kohen Gadol on Yom HaKippurim, who changes his begadim. So bichlal, this whole issue is very, very connected to the whole idea of Yom HaKippurim. Because remember, what is Yom HaKippurim there for? Hashocheni tam betoch to my son. And Hashecheni tam betoch to my son is essentially l'nit n'tayr l'malachei hasharis. That's really what it boils down to. So questions of defecation and urination and tefillah and keri and knisa are all fundamentally involved with the nature of what Yom HaKippurim is there for. So the yurida of Teira to the world on such a level is the day of Nesinas HaTeira, basically the day of Kabbalah Saluches. The Yom HaKippurim is fundamentally related to these inyonim, and therefore it involves a great deal of dirty things with clean things together. Things seem to have dual faces. The Yahol HaVayda of Yom HaKippurim is based on that idea. So Bechlal, a person who is Nichlas Lazara, it doesn't matter how tall he is, that's going to be mikvah.
So the workers who come in to do repairs or whatever also have to be totaled before.
Unless they're in the elevators. No, seriously, they had special closed elevators, so it didn't have
but
a dinner.
But they still have to do it too.
I'm sure.
Well, the
Gagos weren't Niskadosh. But the Avir was Niskadosh. So, Chomish Tfilot Vasra Kiddushin Tova Kohen Gadol Mekadosh Bo Bayom. The Kohen Gadol is going to be doing, as we'll see, five separate Tfilos and washing his hands 10 times during Yom HaKippurim. And we learned this out from the Pasuk, as we'll see, that between each change of the Gadim, the Bigdei Lavan to Bigdei Zav, Bigdei Zav to Bigdei Lavan, he needs to do 2 Kiddush Adayim Raglayim, one for the Pshitas HaBegadim and one for the Levishas HaBegadim, and a Tefillah in between. V'kulam Bakodesh, Agag Beit HaParva. Remember that there was the special mikveh that we had for the Kohen Gadol was on top of the Beit HaParva. Except for the first one, Chutz Mizu Bilvad. The first one, which we had on the Shar HaMayim, which was Bechol, that one indeed was, remember, Samach L'Lishkato. We spoke about it earlier, we're going to speak about it again. Next to his Lishka, that was the question, which Lishka? The Lishka Beit Aftivnes, or was it Lishka Farhedron? Did it go back and forth? That was the Sugi that we had earlier. But there was a separate one that was used once. Was used once on Yom Kippur, and of course it was the mikveh that he went to every day before he went into the Azara to do all of the avodas that they practiced on. Pirsu sadin shabutz beino levein ha'am, and they would spread for tzniut a dafka sheet that was made out of linen. This was in order to remind them about the avodas hayom, which was all big day lovan. Beino levein ha'am. Shalu et ben zuma. They held up around him when he went to the mikveh. Shalu et ben zoma, tvila zo lama. What is the point of a tvila of every person going into the Azara? Where do we get it from? Amar lehem, it's kavachomer for the Kohen Gadol. Umaha mishane mikodesh lekodesh. Umimakom shanush karet lemakom shanush karet. Nonetheless, ta'un tvila. The Torah is mechayev the Kohen Gadol who is not changing to such an extent. He's going, after all, from one Makom Kaddish to another Makom Kaddish. He's going from one Makom that you're chayef karet if you would be tamei to another Makom you're chayef karet if you be tamei. There's no difference in essence that we see express halacha in any extreme between these two mekaymas, the Kaddish and the Kaddish Kaddash. Nonetheless, the Torah is mechayev you tefillah between each time that you change. Somebody is coming mamish from Chulin into Kaddish, which is a mavdil. There's no Yisr Karet on a tummy outside. So obviously, and then Shtov and Tefillah. So isn't it clear that you're Chayav and Tefillah in your Raisa? Rabbi Yudaimer says, no, this whole thing is Durabonin. Srach Tefillah Yizo. Srach is a lotion of like a shoelace. Suchei Na'alayim. Something that we tie on, sort of as an extra. So we want to remind you of tefillah. So if we could go to the mikveh, kadesh yizkor to ma'isha nashved. Normally, a person goes to the mikveh, so it focuses him on why he's going to the mikveh. Was I tamei? You know, starts to think of it. He would remember if he was tamei. If he remembers that he was really tamei, so then he'll realize that now he's a tefuyah, v'yifrosh, now he won't be nichshal. And doing the avod is a tefuyah. So Mamela, we wanted to make certain that people were tahar via frosh. So b'mayka mifke, in practical terms, what would be the difference between Ben Zoma's approach and Rabbi Yudah's approach? Nafka mina would be whether you're mechal or you're avodah. Bachulei avodah from yiflege. According to Ben Zoma, who's learning it out from a kal v'chaymer, and a kal v'chaymer has a din of the full chumra of the diraisa. In other words, it means the same way that the Torah is telling you that this is what the Kohen Gadol has to do, so too is this what every person has to do in the morning. Whereas according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says it's only drabonon to remind him, so he won't be mechal avodah. Wait a minute, don't tell me according to Ben Zoma you'll be mechal avodah. Because even the Kohen Gadol from whom we learn out the halacha is not mechal avodah. So how could he, who's just a kal v'chaymer from the Kohen Gadol, how's he going to be mechal avodah? Come on. So if the Kohen Gadol's avodah is kosher, then the kal v'chaymer that the person needs to be teivel ben kodesh l'chol, if the kal v'chaymer tells us only that he's like a Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Gadol himself wouldn't be mechala with Zaveda if he didn't do it. This guy's not going to be mechala with Zaveda. So that can't be the difference between Ben Zoma and Rabbi Yehuda. Continues, by the way, once we started the Braita, continues the Braita. But that's only Benogeya, the additional Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. But a Kohen Gadol or a Kohen Edyot, who Bechalal wasn't Mekadosh Yad of Raglav, I mean, there the Torah says, V'lo Yamusu. If he's not Mekadosh Yad of Raglav at all, the other, they're for sure, but that helps a lot. We're talking about over here. You did Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. Except you didn't do the additional 9 Kiddushim, and the additional 5 Tefillahs. You're right. Okay, fine. The Machlokas is, therefore, you're right, not in Chil. It's whether do you have a mitzvah saseh? L'meikim ba'aseikim. It's like, according to Ben Zema, there's a mitzvah saseh, because, I mean, the Kohen Gadol has a mitzvah saseh. It says, Beferish, V'rachatzit b'saro b'mayim. So if the Kohen Gadol's V'rachatzit b'saro b'mayim is applicable through the kal v'chaymer to the Kohen Hedyot, so then that means he's b'chuyim in your eisen. Whereas according to Rabbi Yehuda, lo koi ba'aseh. There's no Isra say in not doing it. It's just a dinder abona. But does Rabbi Yehuda Bechlal hold that you need tefillah? Mi'id le'il Rabbi Yehuda, as far as what Rabbi Yehuda holds, that by definition, the Knisa Lazar requires tefillah. V'atanya, mitzora tovel v'omeid b'sha'ar niknor. It says in the Braita, mitzora on the 8th day. Now let's remember what happened. On the 7th day, he was megaleach et sa'aro, and he was v'chibes. He washed himself off in a mikveh. His matayr is begonim. So the day before, after he finished his giluach, he was already tar. Except that he's a mechusar kippurim, and so he needs to do the whole the whole complex Aveda with putting in his hands and bringing his karbanas. So Rabbi Yehuda says, why does he need another tefillah now on the eighth day? He just finished being teva on the day before. Shekval toval mi ba'era. So why would the Metzera have to now, on the eighth day, he's coming into the Azorah, why would he need to be teva? So apparently, Rabbi Yehuda does not hold that there's a chiyuv of everyone coming into the Azorah needs tefillah. Excuse me, but you can't read. It says why. Ahuket it's any time. Shekvar taval mi be'erev. Isn't that the whole point? Rabbi Yehuda was saying the din of tefillah in the morning was in order to remember if you're tameh. You're telling me a guy who just spent 7 days getting tahor and has went to the mikveh yesterday, and last night he became tahor, and now he's coming at the complete time. He should go to the mikveh to remember in case he was tameh. What kind of crazy thing is that? So Adarabam, this fits in perfectly according to Rabbi Yehuda. If you hold a Ben Zema and Lechera, I mean, we'll see in a moment whether that's true, but Lechera, the Rabbana that we're arguing over here and said that Mitzora Tevel is Ben Zema, who learned out the din of Tefillah has nothing to do with the Rabbana, it's a Chiv D'Raisa, going into the Azor, you have to go to the Mikvah. Okay, fine, I'll go to the Mikvah. I mean, the Kohen Gadol obviously isn't being Tevel because he's tummy. He was just Tevel 4 times. Was he being Tevel? The Torah said be Tevel. So this guy's going in. I understand he has to go, but Rav Yehuda Shitasa. The only reason he would be chayav to go into the mikveh is to remember. How could he possibly have forgotten? That's all he's doing. Therefore, it works out very well. As a matter of fact, who could have asked such a ridiculous question? Vidika Arila, Micah Arila, the one who asked this question. Well, what was he thinking? Now, if anything, it proves that Rav Yehuda is completely consistent. No, it's just a trick. He was asking this in order to get you to sit there and scream, so now he can slap you down with the question now from the Sugyan Mides, because he wanted to to hit you with another stira, because it says over there Lishkat HaMitzoraim. Who's the Lishkat HaMitzoraim that we discussed earlier? So we said that Lishkat HaMitzoraim was called Lishkat HaMitzoraim. Why? And this is now the sugya that we had earlier from the sugya in Midas, that it's called Lishkat HaMitzoraim because the Mitzoraim are the ones who are tevel there, right? Sheshem Mitzoraim Tovlim. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda says, this is really weird, Rabbi Yehuda says, no. It wasn't only for Mitzoraim to be Tovel. It was for everybody to be Tovel. Elokol Adam. I don't get it. I thought Rabbi Yehuda says that Mitzora doesn't require to be Tovel. So what's he saying? Not only Mitzoraim. What do you mean not only Mitzoraim? Not Mitzoraim. This is what I wanted to get you. Now you're telling me it made perfectly good sense according to Rabbi Yehuda. Thank you. So how do you explain now the Mishnah in your Midas?
Because the only way to get in there is to go through the Zohar. It must be the next step. Right?
Well, that's not the point. The point is that why would we say we have a Mokum Miyuchah for Tfilas Mitzorayim? According to Rabbi Yehuda.
And it can't be the Tfilah of the night before, right?
Why would he be in the Zohar?
Right.
Yeah. Oh,
that's what I'm saying.
Okay. Lokasha? Okay, numela. I mean, hada tovel, hada lo tovel. What's the problem? I mean, maybe it's talking about someone who wasn't coming now after doing a tefillah the night before. So, what do you mean? You didn't do tefillah the night before. You didn't do tefillah the night before. So then he can't come. Then it's not going to be good enough. Hada lo tovel. So now he's going to have to wait for the evening. Harav shemesh boy. Oh yeah, that's right. That doesn't make sense. Okay, so let's say like this. Either we did a tavil. Actually, both cases we're talking about a mitzvah that was tavil. But what happened over here is what happens if he's mesiach das. He's mesiach das from washing his body from tuma. So he has to go to the mikveh again. So okay, so Rabbi Yehuda's mighty, he has to go to the mikveh again. So hold on, asach dai tei or lo asach dai? Well, what do you mean asach das? If it was mesiach dai tei, in order to go into the Beis HaMikdash, then he's going to need azar shlishi v'shvibay. If he completely gave up on keeping himself tahor, so then he wouldn't have been medakdek not to be metamei lemeis either. I mean, maybe he walked over a makom kfura or something. I mean, so there he couldn't go in unless he actually became tahor from a meis. The Omer Rabbi Dustoy bar Rabbi Maton, Omer Rabbi Ochran, Hezek Adas, Tzorek Adas, Shlishi Vishvi. So don't tell me Hezek Adas. It's not going to help him very much go to the mikveh. He's going to need 7 days now to get Tahar.
Can you be Mesir Das from one level of Tumah but not
You can. Well, even the lawyer says Daiti completely. But Lokasha, the Tavala Das Bias Mikdash, or the Tavala Das Bias Mikdash. In order to be Tevel, in a way that you can come into the Azorah, you have to have in mind that level of tyrant. So if he didn't realize he was going to be out, suddenly gets a ride to the Beis HaMikdash, he had no idea he was going to make it tomorrow morning, so then if that's the case, he needs another tefillah. Or you know what? Maybe we could change the gears, so that's the easiest solution. Instead of saying, well, I'll be right back. Not lo mitzorayin bilvad, but rather Rabbi Yehuda says, no. It's not mitzorayin over tevel there, because mitzorayin don't require tefillah. It's called Adam.
Why is it called mitzorayin?
We'll see. Ela kol Adam. Ravina says, the answer is very simple. Who said Rabbi Yehuda was saying Yeshita? Rabbi Yehuda was talking to Rabbanan. He said, you know, I understand you. You seem to be saying it's called Lishkata Mitzoraim just to get my goat. I mean, you know, I hold there's no Mitzoraim. So you say, okay, let's call it Lishkata Mitzoraim just to show that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't know what he's talking about. So, I mean, at least be honest and be made that everybody requires tefillah. I mean, this is not a very good name. If everybody that comes to the Beis HaMikdash requires tefillah, why are you calling it Lishkata Mitzoraim? So there he's saying, Lidivrayim. Lididi, look. You know perfectly well. I hold a Mitzrayim, but Klal doesn't need tefillah. But Liditchu, Odili Izi Miyad, Delo Mitzrayim Bovad Amru, Ela Kolada, to which the Rabbanan said, no, on the contrary. Mitzora Dayish Betuma, Kol Adam Lo Dayish Betuma. A Mitzrayim we're more worried about, because they have been living now throughout their days of Tzaras in a state of utter tuma, which they couldn't have been makbet at all on any issue of tuma. Therefore, we want to make bedafka for this. And now it turns out we have three shitas. We have Ben Zayma, who holds everybody goes to the mikvah. We have Reb Yehuda, holds everybody but Mitzorayim, or someone who had been Torah the night before. And then we have these Rabbanan, who hold dafka Mitzorayim, nobody else, dafka Mitzorayim. It's very interesting. Is that how to read it? Maybe the pshat over here is that the Rabbanan that are being chaylik on Rabbi Yehuda, and they said that the Mitzrayim is Tevel. I mean, maybe they are Ben Zayman, no? How do we want to understand it? But let's remember the Shittot, just to make sure we recall all our names. In the Mishnah, we had a Stam Mishnah. The Mishnah didn't give any reasons. The Mishnah says you have to go to the mikveh before going into the Azorah. We had two shittas as to why that's true. Ben Zayma says it's a din, the Torah was machadesh, we learned it out from a Kohen Gadol. It's a chiyuv d'oraisa. It has nothing to do with why, what, and where. This is what you got to do. Your Torah makes no difference. You have to go to the mikveh. Reb Yehuda says, in cases where someone wasn't table the night before and wasn't being makbid on Tumah, so they made such a tefillah to remind him about Tumah. Therefore, comes along this again and brings us first. Want to just close the door, please? Brings us the brighter that there's the Rabbanan who say the Mitzrayim were tevel, and Rabbi Yehuda says no, the Mitzrayim did not require tefillah. They weren't talking about the Lishkas of Mitzrayim and the bright. Then we had, and there it didn't say only Mitzrayim or Tevel. It was a bright that was discussing the dinim of its Mitzrayim. And it says the Mitzrayim is Tevel. Rabbi Yehuda says no, Mitzrayim isn't Tevel. But the problem is, in Midas, it says the whole name of the Lishka was Lishkata Mitzrayim. Why? Because they're the ones that are Tevel. Not sure, only they're the ones that are Tevel. So now the question is, are we really dealing with three separate shittot over here? One shita says everybody, that's Ben Zayma. One shita who says nobody, except Mitzrayim, because they're so used to Tumah they would have lost all sensitivity. And then we have Rabbi Yehuda who says anybody who needs to be reminded of Tumah, but of course Mitzrayim doesn't need to be reminded of Tumah. very extreme machlokas between Reb Yudah and this other sheet. So now comes along Abayah and asks Reb Yudah, wants to clarify. What are we talking about over here? Could we say that the Rabbanan were chelek on Reb Yehudah? Were in the first part, in that brayta, the first brayta that we brought, that the Metzera is Tevel V'Emed. Do they hold only Metzera is Tevel V'Emed, or do they hold like Ben Zona? Metzera is Tevel V'Emed like anybody else. Everybody who comes in has to be Emed. So that means that there's Tamachiyev. It has nothing to do with whether it was Tevel Barav or not. Whereas the Rabbanan, I understand the Rabbanan in the Sugya Midas in the Mishnah called Lishna, the Lishkas and Mitzrayim, Lishkas and Mitzrayim, indeed is Mashmi, all only Mitzrayim. So is that Ben Zoma? V'haydik tani Mitzera lo diakha kokha de Rabbi Yehuda. And we brought out the din of Mitzera bedavka. The truth is we could have spoken about any person, but then Rabbi Yehuda wouldn't have argued. So what we're trying to do is bring a case where Rabbi Yehuda says Lamaisa, since it's only a din in Tzrach Tfila, here I'm bringing out to you my keah. A Metzera was table the night before. It doesn't need to be table. Oh, we could read it the other way. That indeed the Rabbanan of the Braita that was talking about Metzera Tevel are the Rabbanan of the Lishkata Metzoraim of Midas. And they hold only a Metzera as table. In which case, Shiny Metzera, maybe only a Metzera requires Tefillah. The Daesh Betuma. Omale said, Reb Yosef, this is the same Rabbana. This is Shiny Metzera, the Daesh Betuma. And a Metzera is a unique situation that's Mechuyev, to be Teva, because he's Daesh Betuma. The way I learned it, is the way many Rishonim learn it. In other words, that there's a Shita that argues on the Mishnah. Because if you hold there's only a Lishkata Mitzorahim, then only Mitzorahim are Teva, so then obviously there's the Mishnah is going either like Ben Zoma or Rabbi Yehuda, but there's another sheet that is not like our Mishnah who says you don't need, it's not Kol HaNichlas Lazor, it's only a Mitzera who's Nichlas Lazor, right? There are other Rishonim who learn that it's difficult to believe that we have like a machlokas here of a shita that's doicha the Mishnah, and we didn't even talk about it until like the Mishnah. So maybe the pshat is like this, that there's a shita that holds that you're mechuyev even though you had been tevel the night before. And the shita says it's tevel the night before was also good as long as you were tevel in order to be nechmas. It's just that if that tefillah was done by a mitzera, then the Rabbanan would say only Metzera would require re-tefillah. That's because he's so Daesh Betuma. But a normal person who hadn't been Tevel at all, of course these Rabbanan would agree that you would require tefillah. They're not coming to be chaylik on the Etzem Mishnah. Okay, so it's another way of learning. Because we're taking into consideration everybody is made a unit tefillah. Machloikis ben Zeman reviewed, huh? With a further machlokes about, in general, whether tefillah the day before would be matzil, similar to the sheet of Reb Yudah. It's just that in the case of Mitzrayim, dafke wouldn't be matzil from the requirement for tefillah in the morning. That way we don't have a machlokes legabi the sheet of the Mishnah itself. Not for tumah. This is a tefillah not for tumah, according to the Reb Yudah sheet. And therefore, according to those who shown him who learned, these Rabbanan essentially agree with Reb Yehuda. It's not for Tumah according to anybody. Even according to Reb Yehuda, it's to remind you of Tumah. But we're talking about over here someone who is already Tahar and nonetheless is going to the Mikvah. Obviously, if the Mokar of the Din is the Kohen Gadol Yom HaKippurim, how the heck does Kohen Gadol Yom HaKippurim get Tumah? I mean, he was Torah already for the past 7 days. He went to the mikvah already 4 times. What's he going into the mikvah? So clearly it's a din in the mile of the Kiddushin, not a din in the Etzem Tumah. Amalei Abayah of Yosef. So the way we're coming out now, see, again, this girsa is Nogea, this Machlokas. According to Reb Yehuda, holds it's only a din in Tzrach Tfilah, but you see, according to the other Rishonim, all of the shitas here, except for Ben Zoma, both Rabban and Rabbi Yehuda are made at it's a din nisrach tefila. It's just that the Rabban or Chelek or Rabbi Yehuda, who do not agree with Ben Zoma, hold that when it comes to mitzvah, you can't rely on their remembering without this tefila. That's all. In which case, we don't need to put in the words of Rabbi Yehuda, Dormer Srach Tfila, you see. Mm-hmm. But the way we learned the Sugya, you need these words. According to Rabbi Yosef, who holds that the point of the Tfila was only to remind you. So, like, how makbid do you have to be? How about if you have a chatzitza? You find, like, a little spot of paint on your skin. Would you have to go back and do the Tfila again? So, would we say chotzeitz? Oh, ain't no chutzitz. Do we have the same chumrah of chatzitzes as we do on all tefillas? Or do we say, look, as long as the guy goes to the mikveh, that'll remind him already. Once it reminds him, then he'll do things the way he needs to do them. Omalei, so Rabbi Yosef said to Abaye, your question is based on a fundamental error. Whenever we make a takana, it always has the same dinim as the real thing. We never make a semi-thing. Sort of go to the mikveh. Sort of rice kriya with a little ribbon, you know. There's no sort ofs. There's dinim. So when the Rabbanan say, go to the mikveh, they say, go to the mikveh. What does going to the mikveh mean? Call the talking Rabbanan, can't you rise to talk? They don't create a new type of going to the mikveh. So if going to the mikveh means there's a chatzitza is not going to the mikveh, so for this tefillah, a chatzitza is not going to the mikveh. There's no new hagdorah of what tefillah means. That's something else, but that's not the gear of the takana. It's entirely the same thing. It would be no gear differences in drabonas and the arises in terms of what a takana is, the chumra, l'kula, things like that, but not.
So, these hakim of tefillah is only going into the Azora. Why shouldn't it be going on in Harabais?
What do you mean, why shouldn't it? Why should it? Why should it even be in the Azara? These are levels of Tuma. These are levels of Kedusha, rather. Mylan Bekayah.
Yeah,
okay, fine. But not, we could have, but you know, it's a big Kiddush to make, not a Kiddush not to make. Me'e Chabatha is the question. Omrav Papa. Tzoa bimkoma asur lekrot kriyat shema echidami. Ida niret pshita. Ida lo niret lo nit natar lo malach yasharis. Lo tzricha de yoshev niret. Omeid vei na niret. Hu maishla mitzol besoro. Di yitva tzol besoro. O shor yoyada bebeit akise. Or the rivskirsa mitunafot bebeit akise. Revuna omer mutar lekrot kriyat shema. Rav histar ma asur lekrot kriyat shema. That's because bimkoma nafish zuama, but shalom bimkoma soin achinami. Over there, it's mutter lo nafish zuama, unless it's because of the kolatz v'tay tomarna. Tana rabbanan halacha b'seuda adam yotzei la'ashtin mayim noter yado achas nichnas diberim chavero v'iflig noter shtei yadav v'nichnas kushnotel lo yito mi bachutz v'yikanes v'me'achshad al yikanes v'yoshev bimkomo v'noter yadav. Umachzir that shtei yadav is a mistake here. Umachzir atafiach ala horchin. Om Rav Chisda lo amren ela lishtot, aval leachol notel mi bachutz even. V'nichnas kez, nobody's going to be chayshis. The mina yadia, the nina daite. Om Rav Nach v'yitzvah, ana? Ah, afil lishtot nami mi yadia, the nina daite. I'm famous for it. Eina den nichnas v'azara la'avoda afilu torat shitvo. Chamesh tfilot v'asara kibushin. Tovel kohagin gadol umekadesh bo bayom. וכולן בקודש על גג בית הפרווה חוץ מזו בלבד. פורסו סדין של בוץ בינו לבין העם. שאלו את בן זומא, תפילה זו למה? אמר להם, ומה המשנה מקדוש מקודש לקודש וממקום שנוש כרת to another מקום שנוש כרת? Nonetheless, טעון תפילה המשנה מחול לקודש, ממקום שאין אנוש כרת, ממקום שאנוש כרת, אין עוד דין שטעון תפילה. Reviewed on it, Sarah Tfila Hizo. Kadesh is called to my Yishanash Biadov Yifrosh. Babaika Mifl gave up to the Avodaka Mifl. Live in Zayma, who holds it to the Arisa, his Machalaveda. The Reviewed alone Machalaveda. Ula Ben Zayma, me Machil, even the Kohen Gadol himself, Shalot Tava, Velo Kiddish Ben Begad, Lebegad Ben Avodal Avod Avodatak Shira. Echad Ben Gadol, Ekenesh, Lokish Avodav Shakh, Avodavodasa, Psula, fine. So what is the machlokas then? Make him basay kamiflege. Le ben zema koi basay. Rabbi Yehuda lo koi basay. Umiitle the Rabbi Yehuda isvara. Votanya mitzorato velvi amet b'shar niknor. To which Rabbi Yehuda says, no, in a tzorat tefila. Tvataval mi be'erab. I thought you need tefila for going in. Understand. It says why. I get it any time. Shikvar taval mi be'erab. Why would he have to remember srach tefila? Who can it? I mean, so happy the karila, my karila. We should be going to Nirma Achriti Ale. Mishkata mitzorain. Shisham mitzorain tovlin. Rabbi Yehuda omer, lo mitzorain bilvad amru. Ela kol adam. So here we have Rabbi Yehuda contradicting himself. Lo kasha. Hada tovel, hada lo tovel. Ida lo tovel. What could it going to do him to be tovel now? He's going to need a harav shemesh boy. Ela yidim he did a tovel. Vada asach daite. Vada lo asach daite. He asach daite. As a shlishi ushvi iboy, yom reb distoy bar maton, yom reb yochron, hesach adat, tzorich as a shlishi vishvi. Elo yini vini the law as a dat, lo kash tovel adas bias migdash, hodo lo tovel adas bias migdash, iboy sema, tani lo mitzora inamru, not mitzorim bilvad, lo mitzora inamru, because they don't need tefillah. Elo kol adam, ravina amar, ravina lo divrein di rabbonin kamalu, lidi bi, Mitzora ain't tzorach tefila at all. Lidithu, at least utterly is in yes. Elo mitzorim bavad amro. Elo kol adam. Rabbanan. No, dafka mitzora. Mitzora is daish betuma. But kol adam lo daish betuma. Only Abayel Rav Yosef. Name of Rabbanan, the Palak alay the Rabbi Yehuda, are actually the Rabbanan at Holder Ben Zoma that everybody needs tefila? And the only reason it spoke about a mitzora over there was lo diach hakocha the Rabbi Yehuda? Or maybe this is that same Rabbanan of Lishkata Mitzorahim, the Shani Mitzorah Dafka, because he's Daesh Betuma. Omale, Shani Mitzorah, the Daesh Betuma. Omale, Abayel of Yosef, so then, is this a real tefillah? Tefillah is Ufatseitz or Neufatseitz? Omale, call the token Rabbanan, Kein Diraisa Tokun.
So, where today a lot of people have the custom to overall the world.